because foot and mouth doesn't actually affect human beings, and it's not fatal. So you burn them on fires, which release dioxins, which could be.
The best way to do it is apparently to shoot them, then burn them, and bury them, and then vaccinate them. Apparently that's it. Yeah, it's a bloke down the pub telling me that. I'm trying to help. I went out on one of these holidays. The Lake District got these holidays now where you, it's 50 quid all in, and you, it's like a sort of slaughtering mini break. What you do, you go. You know, use of a bolt gun for an afternoon. It's like,
did you have to undergo a training course, though, to start you off with meat pies?
Yeah.
Do you know the first recorded case ever of foot and mouth?
In humans?
In humans, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, it was that case in 67 here.
Even before that, it was...
1863.
1861. This is going to take a while, isn't it? No. 1834 was the date you were just about
to get. Yeah, that was a suspected case. The 1861 was...
You've got a lot of animals. Are you worried about their foot and mouth?
Yeah, I had epidemic? A tortoise. looking a bit peaky, so I napalmed it. Yeah, no.